Kirkwood at breakfast.
West FM.
How you doing? It's Billy Kirkwood here. Well, of course it is. Why, you're listening to the Billy Kirkwood Breakfast podcast. Who would you expect it to be? Brian Blessed or something? It's me. I don't even know why I said that. It's my fault. No, it's my fault. Put your purse away. It's my fault. Here's what's happening. Bex is away today after getting her face Botoxed, and I'm not going to be here on Monday. So there's no podcast today. Well, no original podcast. But no, I'm your boy. I'm not going to let you down. Here's a little listen to some of the best bits of this week's show. Just a wee mini one for you. Kadoosh!
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast.
West FM.
Yeah, over the weekend, Bex.
No, you weren't. I was not.
You were not over
not
the
really,
weekend.
No.
When you go out, are you one of those people that when you hear a song, you'll sing along with it and have some fun?
Of course.
All right, okay. Listen, do you know the songs you reckon the whole way through?
No.
No, exactly. Right, this is the thing. Right, loads of people, I think they know songs, but you see when you come to sing it, you've absolutely no idea what all the words are.
Not a clue.
Because like it's not like a karaoke. But if you have a favourite song, you might know the words.
That's true.
Or do you?
Oh,
right,
I don't
so
know.
If something very important depended on it, could you sing a song the whole way through? Every single word. Every single bit of the chorus. And it's not like Happy Birthday or...
Yeah, it's got to be like a pop song.
Yeah, it's not like the ABC song or something like that. Even that I would struggle with. ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOPQR S T U V W X Y Z. He's in a bit in the middle of that. I think I just said...
I was going to say some of them weren't letters. Some of them were
I'm in a hurry. I'm in a hurry. Can't sing the whole thing.
I don't know.
I used to sing that song, you know, it's like... A, you're adorable. B, you are beautiful. Right?
I've never heard that song in ages.
I used to do that at kids' shows, but what I would do is, just to wind up the kids, as I would sing, A, you're adorable. B, you're adorable. Oh, yeah. Just so the kids would be like, you got it wrong!
Not everybody's adorable.
Oh, you're adorable. Just the whole way through it. Kids would lose their mind. Stop it!
You're ruining it, Mr. Kirkwood!
We know this is... L, you're adorable.
Aww.
Just, it would cut. I remember I did it once at a gig at the Stand at Glasgow, and it couldn't not do that again. You were halfway through that song and a riot started. These kids have it drummed into them. They know this is how
and
you sing it.
You're still singing. L, you're adorable.
Z, cause it, they spelled it wrong. It's like McDonald had her from ZQIPR. If you really want to cause trouble,
no.
Can you sing a song the whole way through without looking at words and like a karaoke cheat sheet? I don't know if I can do that. Even pro singers don't do that. Because I only found it the other week that like some of them have
an auto cue.
Sorry, am I boring you?
Sorry, I can't stop yawning.
Just fighting a yawn this time of month.
I love seeing singers forget their own words. Like when you watch Bublé and he's I don't know what I'm singing. You're like, I love it.
And then Robbie Williams is always like, go on, sing this one.
I know.
It's like, you sing it, mate. That'd be nice.
We've paid a lot of money to see you sing it.
Come on, Robbie, you sing this one.
Can you sing it, please?
All the way through. Let me entertain you. Just repeat that.
Oh, that's shite.
Just he'd always be like, come on, sing it with me. And he puts the mic out. Sing a song, mate.
That's cheating, Robbie.
I've paid £18.
Aye. And you sing it.
And I brought a programme. It's got old pictures in it, just saying.
Well, that's a good point.
I don't know if that's true or not. Robbie Williams even tour now?
Robbie Williams, does he? I don't think so.
Still waiting for Take That Day something. Come on, Robbie. Come on.
I think when Take That got back together recently, he did a bit of a Take That tour, but I don't think he's that interested.
Apparently he's doing a Christmas album. Doing a Christmas album that Fury's going to sing a song on.
Oh no, just don't.
Look forward to it then.
Really?
Yeah, you'll be singing it this
Tyson
Christmas.
Fury the boxer.
The boxer. As opposed to Tyson Fury the dog. What are you talking about?
The guy that lives round the corner for me.
Yeah, lives in the corner.
I wasn't entirely sure that's what he did. Why does he need to sing it? He's a boxer. Stay in your lane.
The number. Wow. That was brutal.
I'm getting sick.
I'm going to use that all day today. Stay in your lane.
You know your place.
You know your role and shut your mouth.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast.
West FM.
Right, I don't normally like saying anything that's certainly in the news, but this story got my attention, right? They've now said in a study the best way to deal with seagulls. And we've got a seagull problem here in Ayrshire, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, they're pretty much everywhere.
They are everywhere. One of them's moving into a house down our street. They're absolutely everywhere, right? But apparently the way of dealing with a seagull I checked this story, and I checked the story again, and I checked the story again. And this is what they're saying. They are saying that apparently the best way of dealing with a seagull is to stare it out. Stare at a seagull, because apparently you don't like being watched. Right, I've got so many questions. First of all, how do you know that? How do you know that?
Well,
mate, gonna stop it.
Somebody's been given a bit of funding, and they've sat there and went, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stare at seagulls and see what happens.
They got the clipboard out, and they started looking at a seagull, and a seagull flew off, and he went, they don't like being watched. That'll be £10,000.
What a lot of nonsense. I was walking to my closed door the other day, so walking up the street, hello, Mrs. Brown, you know, chatting away to folk as I went, got to my front door.
Mrs. Brown?
She's well, always well with Mrs. Brown. And got to my front door, and there was a baby seagull just standing staring at the door, and right. I was like, oh, what do I do now? I was like, so excuse me, seagull. And it kind of was like chapping at the door. I was like, you can't get in. There's nothing in there for you. And it just kind of looked at me and turned and walked away, like between the bin and the wall, and off it went down the street. And I'm like, I had no concern that I was there, other than I was telling it wasn't getting in.
It does know there's stuff in there.
Exactly.
It does know there's stuff in there.
I'm actually amazed in that really hot weather that we've not had a seagull come into our house and like raid our bin or raid our fridge, because there's so many of them. So now they want me just to stare at them. I don't have enough time.
It's a random fact. How do you deal when you see a Bengal tiger? Well, apparently they hate playing tig. So if a Bengal tiger thinks it's hit, it goes home in a huff. I've never heard anything so stupid in my life.
It's going to be the brave one to go up and tig the tiger, though.
What? It's not my turn.
It's not my turn. Oh, I'm getting him.
How do you deal with a bull or something?
No.
Get a Chinese bun?
I'm not having
it. Say you're going to tell its maw.
Stare at a seagull.
Don't you chase me.
Seagulls are wild. I've seen them swallow a full pigeon whole.
Don't you chase me, gorilla. I'll tell your maw.
Yeah, nah, I'm not. Nah.
Nonsense. You can't stare at a seagull. I know a mate of mine.
There's too many to stare them out.
I know a mate of mine that... Listen, he'd squared up to a seagull and I hit him in a crotch, right? And what do you mean it fishes? I did not mistake that for a fish.
No, I said they're vicious.
I beg your pardon.
That's out fishing. That's actually what a seagull does. That's out fishing for worms.
Yeah, another way.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast.
West FM.
There are no new pound coins produced last year. No new pound coins produced last year.
I didn't realise they produced them every year.
Apparently they do. Apparently they produced them every year since 1972.
Ooh.
For the first time since 1984, no new 2p coins were made either.
Well, that's... Yeah.
No 1p's, no 2p's, no £2.
Well, people... I tend not even to carry cash. I just put everything on my card now. I don't know if that's a bad idea or a good idea, but... I think it's just the way people do it now. They use their phone, they use their card, if they can, instead of physically having cash, because you lose pound coins.
They haven't produced this money.
Yeah,
maybe.
You don't need it.
That's the reason the country's in the state it is, Bex. You ever think of that?
No.
Old contactless Johnson over there, part of the problem.
No. There's a few things that are part of the problem. Me using contactless is not one of them.
Contactless Johnson.
Contactless Johnson. I said, don't touch me, though.
No, exactly.
Contactless Johnson.
Don't touch me.
Going to get a wee zapper.
Sounds like the world's worst wrestler. No, contactless. You cannot beat me. We will not fight.
Is that... So if somebody touches me, am I allowed to zap them and then shout declined in their face? Just because...
Do you know, still not the worst wrestling gimmick I think I've ever heard. I still don't know if it's necessarily the worst. Just rattling that over there in my head going, I don't think that's terrible.
I've got a great idea.
Let's have it. Go on then.
The time comes that we are no longer in the radio, we can start a tag team wrestling group.
I'm in already.
And when your new baby comes that you're going to call Rebecca Johnson Kirkwood, then that can join to it, and it can be our mascot. And we can be contactless Johnson.
My baby is not going to be a mascot.
Why not?
Because it's a baby.
Yeah, but it's going to be
great.
Like a cheerleader.
Give him half a chance.
Give him a wee pom-poms.
You have not been around enough babies for a long enough period. It'll not be that bad when it's like... I've got to stop the match a second.
I'd be all right with that, though. Think how many matches we would win.
Think of any matches we would lose because you're unable to fight and I'm changing a nappy at rings. Just
what do you mean I'm unable to fight?
Because you're contactless Johnson.
Oh, of course. I was like, I am scrappy.
Scrappy.
I'll do you.
You know the way you see a crow going through a bin? When it really finds something it really wants to get at.
Gets
that's how our Bex fights. Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM. Fancy working at Buckingham Palace? The Queen needs a gardener to help keep the ground stunning, looking and exceptional. The Advert says senior position is an opportunity to make your mark.
Ooh.
At Buckingham Palace. You know what I say?
What?
Deccan! Deccan!
Can you imagine how you'd be like, oh, and this is the grounds of Buckingham Palace. Yes, we've got the rose bushes over here. And then somebody just constructed Deccan
over everywhere.
How naff. I was going to tarmac this bit, stick hunters of gravel down over
gravel
here.
Mm-hmm. I've got a mate, works at the cobble shop. He'll get it sorted out.
Do you know, that's the thing. It's just not quite as grand Deccan, is it?
And look at that, Your Majesty. I've got a gnome.
A gnome.
A giant gnome. A gnome that I've painted a lot like you.
I love a gnome. You see, big gnomes you get in Asda, they're like 20
them.
Quid.
Don't
they're
like
about
them.
4 foot tall. I love them.
Don't like them.
Don't have a garden. I wouldn't have one, but they're hysterical.
I thought one of them was a wing once by accident. I was like, oh, excuse me. What? Because several different things went through my head. It was like, what on earth? It's like, is this Wayne drunk? It's got big rosy cheeks and a wee hat on. What's going on? Who's with this, Wayne? Are
somebody's
you all right, sweetheart?
Him.
Are you all right?
He's all alone.
Are you all right? I'm going to find your parents and get them a right talking to when I see them. We were saying about how Buckingham Palace are looking for a new gardener. If you're interested, if you want to enter, I've not got the email myself.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could put a word there.
Sure, it's just like www.buckinghampalace.com. co.uk. You'll find it there.
I doubt it. At the Queen.
At the Queen.
At buckinghampalace.co.uk.
Here, Queenie. Gonna get a job.
Gonna get a job. I'm alright, but I love the idea of saying the opportunity to make your own mark. We actually had this one and said it's by Mark McGregor, and he's in Salcott's morning, Mark. And he said, listen, the Queen gets an opportunity to redo the garden. I'd have the biggest trampoline in that you've ever seen.
Now,
Queen's got loads of waves coming round.
Can you imagine if you sunk the trampoline into the ground so it's flush with the ground?
Oh, I see. You're getting too advanced now.
And then the corgis could bounce on it, you could bounce on it. I mean, Philip and that could bounce on it if he still is, you know.
Good for your hips, get out there.
Fit enough, yep. Mm-hmm.
Crumble.
Off it goes. Oh, God, I don't know. Everyone pops out at once.
I don't think we need
to
see that. He's just lying there like one of those polystyrene airplanes you used to get when you were a kid and just crash.
I've got one of them in my house.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's huge. It's the bane of my life, but it was one at a fair.
Why did you get it?
It was given to us. It wasn't a choice. This is what you won.
Listen, if you're not getting one of the balloons with the beads in it, then I don't see the point.
Balloons of the beads? Oh, the doosh, 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 doosh. Yeah, I like them.
If you're not getting one of them, then I don't see
the
point.
When they burst, though, because they're like full of rice. Rice is sharp. And they pop, and then there's rice everywhere, and then sad. And you don't
there is an epidemic of rice related injuries.
So. Listen, rice to the eye is no laughing matter.
Hey, you be careful out there. Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM. Billy here with Amy this morning.
Morning.
And we wanted to know, it's a weird thing, but there was a programme called Look and Read, which is still on CBeebies now, but it's like a repeat of an old show.
Yep,
I remember watching at primary school, and I had the magic pencil, which loads of people remember. It just taught you to draw down and swish and up, and it was just this floating pencil. But a character on this show was called Wordy, right? And he sort of, it was like old school superimposed onto
sounds like a gangster.
Never thought about that. A gangster
Wordy.
Like Shakespeare or something.
Big Wordy.
Big Wordy. There's Big Wordy coming. All right, boys! Smashes you in the face with a dictionary. Take that! Ah! I think you'll find it's ouch! Spelled O-U-C-H. He's obsessed with it. But, so there was this character, and it creeped me out when I was a kid, and I saw it yesterday, and I did go, it's creeping me out even now. I don't like it.
Yeah, I think when you're creeped out as a kid, you just carry it with you.
You think it'll be all right, and then it isn't. And I wanted to know, but puppets, kids' cartoons, anything like that creeps you out as a kid, maybe even creeps you out now. Now, we've had a whole bunch of ones sent in. A lot of these you might not know because I don't know them.
Because it
was Nima Era. sounds like a rubbish catchphrase from a sitcom. It was Nima Era. It was Nima Era. We'll be back next season in the autumn. That's why I'm trying to get all the voiceover work.
I would like star in that.
It's starring Amy Mizik back for a brand new series, What's My Era? Right, so this is One of the ones that's came in here is Bob Carrolgees and Spit the Dog. Do you know what Spit the Dog is?
Never.
It's basically
heard of it.
Bob Carrolgees was a sort of cabaret entertainer, mm-hmm. and he had a wee dog, and it would go.
Like a puppet dog?
Yeah, and it would go. And just spit out. See, when you're a kid, it's hilarious. A wee dog would just go. Like it meant like the Prime Minister.
I don't even think dogs can spit, can they?
No, they can't, but Spit the Dog could.
Oh, right, okay, Spit the
Spit
right,
the Dog
couldn't
talk,
sense.
But that Spit the
sense.
Dog could spit.
That's a bit odd.
And a couple of other ones that people have sent in. There was actually, there used to be a Kinderegg advert, mm-hmm. and there used to be like a Humpty Dumpty in it. And there's a picture over at the Billy Carver Breakfast Facebook page. Do you remember it?
I think I do.
And he would talk like shooby dooby, shooby dooby, talk like, when he talk in real language, and then boof.
I think I do.
Not a fan.
A bit weird.
Not a fan at all. Somebody, Carol Finlay said Andy Pandy. I think way before my time, I'm afraid to say, Carol. Way before my time.
I do recognise that name.
I know the name. Zelda from Terra Hawks. There's a couple of other ones. E.T. not getting a lot of love. E.T. not getting a lot of love at all.
E.T. is so creepy.
And then, but so there's not a lot of puppets. It seems to be me. I'm the only one that's feared of puppets.
Puppets, yeah. Well, you've had that Annabelle doll. Is she classed as like a puppet in the.
Oh, in the horror movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not going to help things, Max. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Just making that worse.
I know, but
you can tell I get the fear because I go up a couple of octaves.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM. There's nothing worse than when you're sitting arguing about a song that does or does not exist. See, when you hear people talk and they've no idea what the name of the song is, it's got the bit in it. You know, it's got do 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 do. No, it's got an accordion playing in it. Accordion. You're never going to hear someone like Rita Ora going, you know, this song needs an accordion.
But you know, it did become a thing for a while back in like 2010. It was like cool to have an accordion in your songs.
See, at school, I remember there was one of, this is terrible, one of the music, I'm telling you, it's Mr. Keenan. No, he's not too worried about it. He always got, don't care. I think he married my cousin or something at one point. And they broke up, so. Good. I never liked him.
See ya.
I never liked him. If he's listening right now, the number is 01292 2724. We can take this up, whatever your first name is.
I'll be like Jerry Springer.
I'm happy to have that discussion. But he can. There was a teacher that he worked with, right, that could always got the words accordion and recorder mixed up. So she'd come in, right, class, we're going to be playing the accordion today. We're all going, what? Any minute now, some French guy's going to come in with a giant accordion and teach us all.
There's no like basic way of playing the accordion either. It's like one of the hardest things to play.
Exactly. And then they'd bring in the tiny wee plastic recorder things and you're going, great.
The accordion.
And you'd play them at like the Harvest Festival or something. You just watch parents wincing. Oh, for goodness sake. Can you not teach these ways to play it?
Three blind mice.
I've been practicing for 4 years. This is as good as it's getting.
We always learn Christmas songs at ours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think we'd always put. I think there was. What's that song? I'm your Venus.
The one that doesn't exist. The one with that.
Well, it does now then. Because I've just said it into a mic. I'm going to sample that. I'm going to team up with Kygo. She's going to make it huge.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM.
You were talking about George Michael a little while ago, right?
Yeah.
Christmas, being on the run up to Christmas. You know they reckon George Michael could possibly be in for his first ever Christmas number one.
George Michael?
George Michael, because they're actually using one of his tracks in a new film that comes Last Christmas, right? Starring Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones,
uh-huh.
right? And they're going to be using that this Christmas, and they reckon the 6-minute song could become the big hit Christmas number one. How wild would that be?
Has that not been number one before? Because that's quite a well-known song.
No, it's not Last Christmas. It's not Last Christmas. That's what everyone thinks that it's going to be. It's actually called. I just saw the name there, and I keep losing track of it. Oh, it's called Celebratory.
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 And if you don't mind me asking, I don't mean to be a bit morbid, but how is this a new song from George Michael?
Because it was all from stuff that he'd pre-recorded that never got out.
Right. I see.
So that'd be amazing.
Yeah, that would be really cool because his Christmas songs are usually quite good. So
as you're already in the mood for Christmas.
I know, I was singing Driving Home for Christmas earlier and everyone was
what's up with that? Just listen, wait till December and you're pig sick of them, I'll tell you that.
It does feel like Christmas today though.
It's the most bizarre phrase and you've been saying it all day.
Do you know what I think it is? I've just figured it out.
What?
Look at my mug. It's
us because you've got a Christmas mug.
Yeah, that might be what it is.
You are part of the... Listen, you're a marketing guy's dream. Because if you see something... Like, adverts on the telly must be a nightmare for you. It's
oh,
like,
no, I'm...
Do you know, I would like to go to the Seychelles. I would like some macaroni. That's exactly what I need right now.
I'm an impulse buyer. Anytime I go into Asda and, like, they've got all the big marketing stuff right at the front, I'm like, do you know what? I do need some muffins.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM.
What you need to know is, and I don't want to pull the card back a wee bit, but Bex was trying to tell me that she's getting some beauty treatments done, right?
Yes.
But what I did was I put on the headphones to listen to High Hopes, and you were still talking, but you were gesticulating.
Just pointing at my face.
It looked
face.
Like you were doing a version of Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes in your face. My eyes, and then my heat back. Well, you're getting some stuff
I'm
done.
Getting some Botox done. Never had it before, and I'm kind what? Of excited for it.
What?
Yeah.
We're meant to be of the people.
Oh,
right?
I am of the people.
Well, you're getting Botox done.
It's not expensive.
How expensive?
I'm not
is
telling
it?
You.
Seriously. All right, is it over 80 quid?
Yes.
Too dear.
I would spend 80 quid in a night out, though. I'm putting an investment into the lack of wrinkles in my face.
80 quid in a night out, then.
I will.
You get
after.
You get more out of it.
I have to get over the Botox.
Can I have? Are you getting the full face done?
Or is no.
It just, oh, right, I was about to say.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you see those
no.
people with their face can't move.
I'm getting a tiny little bit around my eyes because, do you know what? You see, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't do well for the skin.
You don't need
aging.
To tell me. You don't need to tell me, Chuckles.
Are you trying to say looking at me is hard work?
No.
Every morning. How dare you?
You're a delight.
You and I used to be friends.
You're a delight.
A delight.
You are the sprinkles on my trifle. I've got so many. I'm not alone as well. So many people are sending in messages. So many people. I've got. Listen here. See when you get your Botox.
Yes.
Can I come along?
If you want to.
Yes. I was going to let you come to the bottom of my wedding anyway.
So, does your missus know?
That's fine. Think of the content.
You can. Yeah. Well, I don't know how the lady would feel about it, but I'm sure. Yes. I'm sure you can.
Well,
absolutely
there's quite a lot of people
along.
In the room. Do you know when my first son was born? The doctor fainted. That's a true story.
No.
That's a true story. And
why?
I remember, and I actually went, I expect that happens quite a lot. And,
well.
And all I can remember is the anaesthetist going, no, it doesn't. No,
well,
it doesn't.
I know in America, there lots of times the father's not allowed to be in the room.
That's right.
And if he is, he has to sit. And be like in a chair somewhere,
kind of,
so that you can see. But because lots of guys were obviously going to help their ladies and standing up and fainting,
yeah.
And then the staff were having to deal with him as well as the birth of the baby.
Nah, I'm up at the head.
You stay head end.
I'm up at the head. Well, you see, I'm told to. I'm
oh, are you?
I'm up at the head.
Right. Okay.
I'm up at the head. Going. It's going all right.
Yeah.
It's going good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's like
so
the good bit to be at.
You're getting your Botox.
Yes.
What flavors are going to be?
I don't know. Just
well,
the,
can you not taste
I don't,
it?
I don't think. Well, I hope not.
I'll have a raspberry Botox, please.
That would be good. Nom 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 nom.
Walking around all the time.
Nom 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 nom.
People, your boyfriend licking your face. That is delicious.
Delicious.
I like a push pop.
Oh, I love a push pop.
And you're going to be doing? It's not going to be one of the Botoxes to change your voice, is it?
I don't think that's a
thing. You know, you get it where your face doesn't move. You go, hi there, I am Rebecca.
If my face doesn't move, we've got an issue.
I don't think. If you can't feel it, then it's just going to be me trying to sneak stickers on your face when you're not looking.
It doesn't take away the feeling of your face.
Oh, does it not?
Just makes your muscles move a little bit less.
Deals off. No, I'm going to come along.
It's Thursday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
When?
Straight after here.
Oh, I can?
Oh,
that's
buddy.
Rubbish. That is rubbish.
What a shame.
I wish I'd not said that you could come. Well, listen, as part of Faces in September, we're going to give you loads of info about this, but we're doing some things in order to raise money for a charity, and we're encouraging you guys to do that as well. We're going to give you more information about that later, but I know that Bex is doing a whole bunch of steps. I am, like, almost completely giving up sugar.
Yeah.
Like, almost completely.
Yeah, all your processed sugars. You're still doing fruit and stuff because I think that would be
fruit.
Ridiculous.
Well, I think I've
if
got to, right?
Yeah, your body needs some sort.
I'm giving all these things, and I've been given a list of things to help me detox.
Ooh!
And I will share you these with you.
Is
in
it
good
Botox?
Time. No, it's not Botox.
Detox with Botox.
I think that would very much be the opposite, in all fairness.
Oh, okay.
But no, it's coming to think some. Oh, two words: colonic irrigation. And I'm going to leave that there.
Ooh!
I'm not looking forward.
Ooh!
I'm not looking forward. No, pipe up my hoop.
I don't know how I feel about it. I kind of
think.
Neither do I.
I was going to say, I'll come along and support you, but I don't think I will.
If you're, if you're, you're at the heat end, and we're going to leave it like that.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast.
West FM.
Right, we hope you enjoyed that. Podcast is going to be back in its normal format of us doing any exclusive content. It's basically, we can talk about whatever we want. Apart from mega dirty stuff, and I'm not allowed to really go crazy and swear, even though I would love to. If you would like to hear us talk about any topics or anything like that, all you need to do is get in touch with us, drop us a message on the Billy Kirkwood at Breakfast Facebook page. Maybe a question, maybe a life question. Hey Billy, how'd I get a man? Hey Billy, how'd I get a woman? Hey Billy, how'd I get a man and a woman at the same time? Yeah, we dirty. Good for you. If you're interested in that, all you need to do is drop us a little message. Go on Facebook to the Billy Kirkwood at Breakfast Facebook page. Although, if you find my Billy Kirkwood comedian page, by all means, send me a message on there as well. All you do is just drop us a little message with your topic, your question, anything at all. We will discuss it right here on the podcast. Nothing is out of limits. Except all the stuff that's out of limits. Don't worry about that. Right, we're going to see you next week. Bye!
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast.
West FM.